I'm going to call to order the April 29th, 2019, Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting. Is anyone recording? No one is recording. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock, Kelly Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Sylvia Janelle, Prudential.
Charlie Eva Clark.
Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? So, Don, I didn't schedule any public comment, but if you want to ask your questions now so you don't have to hang out. Could you go to the mic, please?
Not impossible, Don, but it will involve my making or someone making, and I think it'll fall to me to do it, some allocations of rather large numbers, such as retirement. The way we handled that in the cost study was basically basing it on headcount. Now, that doesn't take into account low years of service, wage levels, et cetera. It was an arbitrary way of giving the engineers an indication. We could follow that. We could assume that that's what we're going to do. I think that my predecessor put them together, frankly, to make it easy and understandable for the people to see in one place what our debt service was and what our employee benefits were. I think it's, you know, if that's what needs to be done, then yeah, I can do it, but it's going to be a lot of assumptions. No, that's fine. I understand. I'm not saying I'm not willing to do it. I'm just saying that if we do it, there are a number of assumptions on large numbers that we'd all have to accept. And it was accepted in the cost study. So it would be kind of the same basis. Candidly, I'd have to go back and look at the cost study in detail.
Right.
Right. Right. A certain amount of the whole water system is fire suppression, other part potable water, hence a part of your budget is for both. Yes.
And tax levy and all that stuff. And then the next one says a 50% of full rate increase estimate. Does that include that fire part of it?
No, that's the full. As I recall the numbers, it was $1,153,000 plus $81,000 of other. And when we started walking through when it would go into effect, what conservation measures could be taken into effect, I erred on the part of conservatism, because if we ever overstate that, it comes back to bite you in the 21 taxes as a revenue deficit. So the whole system encourages one to underestimate revenue. 50%, I hope, is a gross underestimate.
I hope so, too. Okay. So that's just one of the things. So does it look like, if everything was passed in the budget analysis, just to be, everything everyone asked for, any idea how much the tax rate should go up?
Yeah, it's right on there.
11.6%?
Yeah. Or 12%. I think there was some wiggle in some numbers. It's like 12%. In other words, if the revenue only comes in at 50%,
yeah,
and all the other motions are approved, that's probably what's going to happen on November.
Okay. And the last thing is, I did read a part from the article for the change of bylaws. I just want to thank you for your support for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? No other public comment. Ray?
Do you want me to read through the motions or walk you through the budget?
Why don't you start with the motions?
Okay. The summary budget says that we, on bottom of page one, we are going to be asking the taxpayers for $4,755,661. In addition to that, each November, the state imposes a further increase in taxes for abatements. That's future abatements that we may issue. That's an imposed figure. I've estimated it at $30,000, and as you can see, it kind of runs along those lines. For a total, then, of $4,785,661. The tax levy that I've estimated is the result of netting it against all those other numbers. We've level funded ambulances. We've just talked about the revenue for the water department. Free cash, I'm estimating at about $140,000, hoping to get that number up in discussions with the DOR. But that's what their hard line number turns out right now. The next number is one of the motions asked to close out the demo appropriation from prior years and fund the continued space study so we can evaluate a standalone building for the district. So we are actually having a source of funds by closing that out, which is in the purview of the Prudential Committee to do, and that helps fund that motion. Additionally, there are two other projects that we can close out within the authority of the Prudential Committee for prior funded debt-funded projects, which the auditors determined had unexpended expenditures. So that's another source of money that we can utilize, and the Prudential Committee will do that at one of its upcoming meetings, or could do it at this one. And then finally, we have $100,000 for the required improvements in the fire station and $60,000 for the air packs, which I would intend to borrow. Next page, and then the result of all those means that if nothing else were to change, the tax rate would go up 12%. I'm hoping that our revenue will come in this year more than we budgeted, and that will help offset that. Expenditures might come in less, and that will help offset that. But as things stand now, without trying to mislead anybody, that is the projection. Turning to page 2, the reserve fund is $30,000, which it has historically been, as we set aside money for our rainy day fund. The next page is the finance committee, finance department, and elected officials and the clerk wages are unchanged. The treasury wages are up substantially, and that's due to two reasons. One, we have an increase hours for the assistant treasurer, which we moved from 3 days a week to 30 hours. And also, it's a recognition of the time that I've been spending and incorporating that in the budget rather than having a budget variance for that. Within those and within the salary and wages for the administrative assistant for the public buildings is a 3% wage increase for all four parties involved. Looking down at the expenses, the notable changes, we've been able to reduce the payroll service based on our running rate and some of the economies that the assistant treasurer has been able to make. We're able to reduce that down to $11,000. Some of the others are simply, if you will, cost of living increases. The audit was agreed upon in prior periods. Bond service, I've increased that because we'll be looking at converting some of the debt to long-term in order to lock in some of the lower rates that exist. And I anticipate that there will be an increase in cost of that as the bond council has to review that in a little more detail than the standard one-year ban. Office supplies, we've been economizing in that area, and I've reflected that in this year's budget. Other notable increases are in workers' comp, and the major difference in workers' comp is last year we omitted the fire department workers' comp and only included the water department, and that's $7,500, which accounts for the increase.
Can I ask a question about, so does this include web services for this building, Wi-Fi for this building or not?
I think I put that in public buildings.
Okay.
The other thing, payroll taxes, actual calculation, taking out a bit of the slack in that to bring it down to 36. And I've added $1,000 on the condition that the ballot is successful, the cost that might be attendant to having ballots each year.
I think that's underestimating the amount.
The statute calls for the pros and cons, and there's our district council would have to review it. It's got to be a very costly venture if that is
the case.
I think
it's closer to two. Two would do it, or three?
I don't know. Maybe three.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's a lot of research involved. So,
I'll incorporate that then.
Because the 1,000 was just for the for the printing and mailing, or just even the flat rate mail. No, I think the 1,000 was printing and mailing.
Yeah, that's all I really picked up.
Yeah.
I didn't bring a copy of the statute, but the statute's very detailed about what you need to do.
So I asked Mark for
a glance at that, and
I asked Mark for an estimate, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet. I asked him for an estimate of what he thought.
Okay, I'll hold it as a placeholder right now. And space needs study, that's moving the money that was for the demo to the space needs. So we can continue that work.
Because if the building is demoed, it's going to need to be part of the whole building project, separate.
The fire department is relatively very easy. The wages are per contract, either contract for the chief or the union contract. And their other expenses, they have held level with the prior year. Any questions?
And they're looking for the 100 for the OSHA renovations and 60 for air packs.
Right. I've said OSHA, and the chief has corrected me, as you'll see in the motion. It's the mass rehabilitation or something. It's another agency that's driving that whole thing. Now, the one thing mentioning that I have not provided is any cost, of fines. If we're still in that space upstairs and OSHA fines us for being in a illegal space, and we found out there aren't any rental spaces available, so I didn't put anything for that. But that's a risk that's not in this in this budget.
I assume if there was ever an inspection, they give you time to remedy the any infractions, immediately start ticketing you.
Unfortunately, there isn't any remedy.
Detail.
The water department, these were salaries approved by the water commissioners, and the most notable change is in the postage line for the increased billings for the water department. And the minor increase in grounds, it looks percentage-wise big, but they have a minor increase in grounds. And the other notable one is computer increase as part of, they become part of secure networks and some new software that they are intending to bring on eventually with the idea of being able to have online deposits, payments.
So are they working with us with that?
I have had no communication with them or from them on that.
Because, it doesn't make sense for them to do it on their own when the fire department also wants to have online billing for some of its services, so.
Yeah, I would think it would be a district site that would do that. They tended to want to do things by themselves.
Right, but, that'd probably be a duplication of fees.
It may well be by the I'll make a note and mention that to them. They have no capital requirements this year. And any questions on the water department? It was a rather cursory review, so if there's anything else I can get back to you on, let me know. Public buildings. Public buildings are part-time associate who works here has a 3% increase. We've increased for the grounds to cater for the fact that we're now doing the lawn, which was previously provided to us. And as I looked down, the telephone was where I was going to put the
Wi-Fi.
The funds Wi-Fi. For the Wi-Fi, and I don't know if that's really sufficient. Thank you.
It's going to be $109 a month.
Including phone?
No, that's not including phone. I can
so
find
it's
out.
Really, I need to add another $1,200.
I can find out what it is, including phone.
Okay.
I'll call the caller tomorrow.
So we have a phone service for this building?
We're required to have a phone service, a landline, because of the alarm system. We can't.
Correct.
We can't do it.
We're trying to see if we can include the Wi-Fi in a bundle. Okay.
Now that I think about it, I doubt if you can do it.
Yeah.
I imagine that's got to be a copper line for the alarm service. That can't be a VPN.
Correct. But it could be that, I don't know, Comcast site. Everybody has Comcast in their house. They provide phone and internet through the cable. So they have a separate box for each thing. So it may be something that we can look into it.
We can look into it.
There's always savings in bundling.
It supports my alarm, my house alarm.
Then it'll probably do it here too. So the 108, we may only be adding a couple $100 to this rather than the 1200.
Yeah. Fits a bundle.
Streetlights have been tracking well below our budget figure, so I released some of those funds, holding back some on electricity just to make sure that we are covered, and we're also covered for any replacements that we may need. The library I've held level, haven't heard from them, but...
She contacted me and asked me, maybe a month ago, about it, and I gave her the assistant treasurer's office number and where to send it, and I guess you haven't seen it.
Nope, haven't seen it.
So I suspect somebody will raise it from
library.
The floor.
Library.
No, it's not that. It's for next year.
Next year. That's right. I don't think we've seen it. You would have mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But so, I suspect it'll be raised from the floor. They did that a couple of years ago, so.
I'm sorry?
The amount can be raised from the floor. They did that a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Capped to a percentage, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'll leave the placeholder where it is then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next is debt service. And I know I've talked about this before. I've added to it. I tended to minimalize what we could do, amortizing some of the budgets over 5 years and some of the things like trucks and air packs over a three-year period. But with the opportunity that presented by those two closed projects, I decided to accelerate, and it would be accelerating the trucks and the air packs so we get those paid off quickly. And then again, it would be envisioning taking the water department chemical upgrade and security systems and converting those to long-term debt in December. There is a possibility that we would be able to reduce that somewhat with another project that I was going to talk about. There was a project related to the new tower that the auditors assert had $139,000 of unexpended funds. We've paid off the last debt for that, the 180, which really is the thing that generates this $139,000 of excess. We could put a motion in for the annual district meeting to use those funds either to pay down debt or probably wiser to save for the standalone building project, because that's cleaner in terms of the chapter that allows you to do that, because it has a phrase in there about similar projects. And since we're saying that those are long-term projects, we'd want a long-term project. You know, the tank is a 40-year project. We'd want something that wasn't just a 5-year project. So my recommendation to the committee is that you save that and use that for the standalone facility as a way of reducing that cost for the taxpayer.
So do we need a warrant article to that?
No.
Okay, all right.
I'll just hold it, carry it forward, and it'll be available for when we start that building.
Okay.
That's the only change really I made, is to accelerate the short-term debt payments with the funding that was provided by those closed projects. Health insurance, health insurance group held the rates, page 15 on my mind, held the rates level. We had some changes in personnel and policies that were selected. When we washed all that out, we were able to reduce the health insurance by $10,000 and the dental insurance by $6,000. The retirement assessment is as given to us by the county. And then we come to the transfer for OPED. Normally in the past, we have transferred money from OPED to the general fund equal to the amount of the retiree health insurance, which is about $120,000. I am recommending that we don't do that. When we looked at the actuarial study, the first one that we've had about the OPED liability, the service cost, the annual service cost, was the $253,000. So if we take money out, we're really shortchanging that contribution to this liability. So, tough pill to swallow, but I think we should do that. If not completely this year, at least start down that path. So for the way I constructed the budget, I did not take any money out of the OPED.
You know, we're still way behind the ball in terms of funding the OPED.
Yes.
You know, basically. And
I have a lot of other districts, but still behind.
So I think, you know, we need to be prudent, because otherwise in the future it's just going to be a huge problem.
Yeah.
No, I'm just looking at the budget since the last time we talked. I don't think a lot has changed. And I want to give you credit, you and the assistant treasurer, for the work you've done. At the end of the day, the amount of the appropriations went down from last year substantially. The problem is our revenue.
Primarily capital.
Correct. So the problem is our, we're very limited in our sources of revenue. So unfortunately, the big one is the tax levy, and that went up by about $180,000 to make up for the lack of other sources of revenue. But what I would say to that is, you know, that's what allows us to provide the district with the services that we provide. I mean, it's, to me, not to use a cliche phrase, but it's kind of the cost of doing business. And we are, as a small district, very limited in our funding sources. So
yes.
Even when our appropriations go down, the tax rate may go up, which doesn't make sense to a lot of people if you look at it that way. But once you go into detail and you look at the numbers, it's, you've done a hell of a job trying to cut back what you can. And it shows in the comparison from last year when it comes to the appropriations. But unfortunately, you know, that's where the bulk of our money comes from.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
At the district meeting, will we explain how we only took 50% of the full, of the, because we talked at our last meeting about how the billing with the water department is such that even though the rates are going up, the billing is done on prior, prior rates.
Right.
So, so I think that somebody should explain that at the district meeting, and it shouldn't be me.
I mean, I can do it. There's a little schedule that says, you know, they bill 41%, and you go through that math, and 59% of that new rate increase falls into the following year.
Yeah, I just, you know, so hopefully next year, you know, we won't see this, but, you know, just because we're playing catch up.
Yeah, I think it's we probably ought to bring that out.
Yeah.
I can do it. We can ask the water department to do it. But it's that the key is that 59% falling into the following year.
I just before the meeting, I had a phone call from a gentleman who's a caretaker for 12 summer homes here in Cotuit. He was asked to call by the residents of the 12 summer homes who are not happy with the increase and want to know just exactly how much their taxes were going to go down with this increase. And, you know, did they get to vote on the increase of the water rates? Did they get to vote on the tax rate? And, you know, explain to them, no. But I think there are going to be a lot of extremely unhappy people.
Yeah, I think the timing of that meter funded stabilization may not be the best.
And I think, well, and I think, you know, their reliance on, you know, the tax rates are going down is, you know, it's going to be a problem.
Yes, that is going to be a big problem.
Big problem.
I think a good exercise would be, I mean, like I've seen done in other towns, just to get an average amount of how much your taxes are going to go up based on the average value of the home in the district or something like that. Or let's say if the average value is $1 million, if you own $1 million home, your taxes will go up by $50.
I can calculate that.
Yeah. See, that's always something that helps the public figure that out. Yeah. It puts it into perspective.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I'll use the last year's valuation, number of properties, come up with
the average
rate.
Yeah.
Correct. Because, again, it's just like you're saying. There's people that seem to be concerned about the race, and understandably so.
Oh, yeah.
But when you put it into context, I mean, it's $180,000, but what does that mean for a bigger town? It may not mean anything for us. It may mean a lot. But if you put it in, you know, comparison to the value of a home and how much your taxes are going to go up, it may be that it looks like, oh, okay, well, it may not be that much. It may be something that I can deal with. Or they may say, oh, no, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do.
So, are we assigning?
I don't think. No, that'll be next month.
Right.
Yeah, we're just reviewing the warrant.
You want to go through the motions now?
I feel like the last 3 times.
I think they're doing it piecemeal. I don't think they're replacing them all at once.
The chief changed.
Yeah.
He gave me an email.
Yeah. That's right. I saw he corrected.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. How do you want to read through these? To the clerk of the Cotuit Fire District, greeting. You are hereby required and directed to notify and warn the inhabitants of the town of Barnstable residing within the territory comprising the Cotuit Fire District qualified to vote in district elections and affairs to meet at Freedom Hall, Cotuit, on Tuesday, May 28, 2019, between the hours of 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m., then and there to vote for the following officers: one member of the Prudential Committee for 3 years, one member of the Board of Fire Commissioners for 3 years, one member of the Board of Water Commissioners for 3 years, moderator for 3 years. Warning shall also be given to said inhabitants to meet on Wednesday, May 29th, 2019 at Freedom Hall, Main Street, Kootuat at 7:30 o'clock p.m. when action will be taken on the following articles. All articles which are not followed by the words "by the request of" are inserted by the Credential Committee. Article 1, to see if the district will vote to accept the reports of the officers and committees of the district as printed. The Prudential Committee recommends this article. Article 2, to see if the district will vote to set annual salaries of elected officials as follows: Prudential Committee members, members of the Board of Fire Commissioners, and members of the Board of Water Commissioners, $1,250 each, moderator $250, and town collector $1,000. The Prudential Committee recommends this article. Article 3, if the district will vote to raise and appropriate or transfer and appropriate the sum of $30,000 to establish the reserve fund as provided under Section 5C, Chapter 40 of the General Laws. The Prudential Committee recommends this article. Article 4, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate $99,900 for labor and salaries for the district's finance department and $260,740 for the remaining expenses of the Prudential Committee to be apportioned approximately as follows: operating expenses $260,740, miscellaneous nothing, for a total appropriation of $360,640. The Prudential Committee recommends this article. Article 5, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate the sum of $24,600 to continue the district space needs study. Do we not have the Prudential Committee? Do we not repeat the Prudential Committee?
They recommend this one.
Yeah.
We should. I'm sorry, Charlie, should...
Well, I mean, they should be making recommendations on each one of the articles. As you read them. I've got them in there that they...
So I should read that after each article?
Yeah.
Actually, we don't have to do that. It's not in the bylaws or in anywhere that we required to do that. It's not in the bylaws. I just read it. I'm going to take care of it at the end of the meeting. So, yeah.
So Article 5 would wrap up. The Prudential Committee recommends this article.
Yes.
Okay. Article 6, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate $1,683,539 for the labor and salaries of the district fire department and $337,650 for the remaining expenses of the fire department to be apportioned approximately as follows: maintenance, $77,500, operating expenses, $259,150, miscellaneous, $1,000, for a total appropriation of $2,021,189.
Can you hold off on saying we'll recommend it? We'll just do it at the end. Recommend.
Okay, this one is by request of the fire commissioner.
Yeah,
but it also says.
And then at the next page. Okay, so I got you. I'll skip that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Article 7, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate from available funds and or borrow and appropriate the sum of $100,000 to make repairs to the fire station as required by the Massachusetts Department of Labor and Standards and other necessary repairs by request of the Board of Fire Commissioners. Article 8, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate from available funds and or borrow and appropriate the sum of $60,000 to purchase 7 air packs and 13 air tanks by request of the Board of the Fire Commissioners. Article 9. To see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate $26,000 for the Water Department for service connections, $362,410 for labor and salaries of the Water Department, and $302,499 for the remaining expenses of the Water Department to be apportioned approximately as follows. $75,500 for maintenance, $225,499 for operations, and $1,500 for miscellaneous expense, for a total appropriation of $690,909, and that the receipts and revenue of the Water Department be applied to these amounts by request of the Board of Water Commissioners. What does that mean?
I think what they're trying to say is the revenues that are generated will be used to pay their expenses and not tax dollars.
They're trying to justify the rate increase.
I know what they're trying to do, but I'm... Then we don't say at the beginning to raise and appropriate.
Sounds like it's someone else ought to make that call.
I just think it's funny to come down to the end, and I... The auditor's going to come along and say, Ray, you have to make a journal entry to take the revenue and put it... What about one that didn't equal what the department expense was? As I think the case is this year.
So I'm sorry, in previous years, that language after the figure of 690,000 has always been in place?
Yes.
Okay. I would recommend you remove it because I don't know what it means. If their revenue doesn't equal their expenses, what happens? We send them home? I don't think so. I'll leave that for you guys to figure that out. Article 10. To see if the district will vote to amend the district bylaws by deleting Article 9, Section
5. Yep, I need a space.
Oh,
there.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Section 5 as written, and place it with the following. Section 5. A stabilization fund is hereby established for the sole use of the Water Department in accordance with the Mass. General Law, Chapter 40, Section 5B, as amended 2016. The Water Department Stabilization Fund will be funded annually in an amount equal to the aggregate of $20 per meter for every active meter listed in the preceding December Water Department's Census of Accounts. The fund will be accounted as a separate stabilization fund by the Treasurer. The Water Department Stabilization Fund is to be used to fund any properly approved lawful expenditure of the Water Department. As per statute, any expenditure to be funded by the Water Department Stabilization Fund will require a 2/3 majority of those present and voting at a district meeting by request of the Water Department Commissioners. And this is where I thought it requires two-thirds.
Requires two-thirds to change the bylaws.
So we usually write that in, do we not? That motion requires two-thirds, so don't we usually?
The moderator should announce it.
Yeah, I don't think we write it in. I think Ken just announces this article requires a two-third vote.
Okay.
If memory serves, and sometimes it doesn't.
Article 11, to see if the district will vote to raise inappropriate and or transfer inappropriate $4,963 for the labor and salaries for the district's buildings maintenance department, $18,531 for the remaining expenses of the Prudential Committee to be apportioned approximately as follows. Maintenance, $12,157. Operating expenses, $6,194. And miscellaneous, $180. For a total appropriation of $23,494. Article 12, to see if the district will vote to raise inappropriate and or transfer inappropriate $6,000 to maintain the streetlights of the district. Article 13, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate $21,050 to support the maintenance of the Catuit Library. Article 14, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate $430,824 for the payment of principal and interest. Article 15, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate, as should be, and or borrow and appropriate the sum of $961,955 for the purpose of paying employees and other post-employment benefits. Article 16, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate the sum of $25,000 for the stabilization fund as provided under Chapter 40, Section 5B of the General Laws. Article 17, to see if the district will accept and adopt Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 53, Section 18B, related to questions on the district ballot by the request of a citizen petition. Article 18, to see if the district will amend Article 2, Section 5A of the bylaws by inserting, quote, and questions, close quote, after the words nomination papers, so that it would read upon receipt of valid nomination papers and questions, the clerk shall have prepared printed ballots, including absentee ballots, in accordance with Massachusetts general laws, by the request of a citizen petition. Hereof fail not to make due return of this warrant and your doings thereon at said meeting, given under hands this 29th day of April 2019.
I'll make a motion that the Prudential Committee recommend Articles 1 through 16 of the annual warrant.
Second.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now, I have a question about 17.
Yes.
So what Massachusetts General Law Chapter 53, Section 18B, is for binding ballot questions. It's not for non-binding.
Okay.
And this was supposedly for non-binding. Which is a very complex process, and it ends up with the pamphlets being mailed out with the questions that you get when you have questions on the state ballot. That in and of itself is probably going to be a $2,000 or $3,000 yearly charge that we would have to put in the budget because we wouldn't have any idea if anybody was planning on doing that. Plus, I don't think we should have binding questions on our district ballot. So it doesn't say that we recommend or don't recommend this, but I would just like to see what what the two of you think about, not, you know, not writing in that we do not recommend this.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit last week, and it just doesn't appear as if Chapter 53, Section 18B is, you know, is what they're intending even. And part of the problem is, you know, when they do the mailer, it has to be, when you read the statute, it's a very detailed statute, and there has to be pros and cons for each question, and, you know, the manner in which it's determined, you know, who writes the pros and cons and things of that nature is lengthy.
Correct.
And time-consuming and costly. I think it's a misguided attempt, unfortunately, at what they were trying to do, so...
So there is a significant amount of the that chapter, that section, is the legal consultation requirements that we have to have for doing this. Mm-hmm. I think outside of the cost, mm-hmm. I think this is just not a good way for the district to do business. I think everybody's welcome to come to the annual meeting, and discuss anything. They can put on the warrant. But I don't think, having binding questions on the ballot in a, you know, fire district is appropriate.
I agree. I mean, I think that's an avenue for a bigger type of government entity. I mean, case in point is the fact that we have two citizen requests right here. If at any point in time, just like you said, anybody has a request that they would like to see the district vote on, it can just be a petition to go on the warrant.
Right.
I would love to understand what the reasoning behind it is. Because it could be, like you said, it could be a misunderstanding of the process, and perhaps thinking that by doing this, it's the only solution to putting new ideas to a vote. But again, that's what they're doing with the article at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. The logistics, the costs, and everything, it would be impractical for us to do it that way.
Do other districts allow? Have other districts adopted? Do we know?
I don't know if other districts have adopted this.
West Barnstable hasn't.
No, 18A doesn't even mention different districts.
Correct. Districts, yeah. Yes, I noted that.
And,
And 18A addressed. Sylvia, just so you know, 18A addressed the non-binding as opposed to 18B. So,
any further discussion? So I would like to make a motion that we do not, the Prudential Committee does not support Article 17.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Great, thank you. I don't think we need to do that for 18 because I think that's a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go up there and ask a question. In their budget request. Oh, no. No, they discussed it at their meetings.
Okay. So how did you get it? That's what I was wondering. How did you get it?
It was submitted by the fire commissioners.
How? It didn't come to a meeting here, so how did you guys get it?
They submitted it to...
I got it by email.
By email.
Oh. To Charlie.
Okay, thank you.
So... I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Oh, yeah, we have to. That we think. Thank you very much.
That we what?
That we were going to recommend all the articles because we never.
We did that. We did that.
We just voted on it.
We just voted on it.
Yeah, they voted on it.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
we did that.
We did that.
I'm sorry.
Because I thought Mrs. Gardner had brought up that one of them didn't have the Prudential Committee recommends the article, so.
I think we're going to add that.
Okay.
Aren't we?
Just wanted to make sure.
Was there something, Ray, you wanted us to, the closure of the debt-funded projects, did you want us to vote on that?
No.
No.
You can do it at any meeting.
Okay. Okay.
Between
all
now
right.
and November.
Okay. Okay.
And I've got a motion here for you.
Okay.
I do have one comment, too, while I'm here. Since
yep.
I apologize. Since I missed the last meeting, I have reached out to Mr. Sullivan from O'Sullivan Flooring. We have sent them the contract and the statutory forms, the OSHA, non-collusion, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll be waiting for him to send it back signed, and then we'll bring it to the committee so we can sign it, and that'll be an executed contract. And as of right now, it keeps changing, obviously, because, you know, that's the nature of construction. But as of right now, he's committing to maybe mid-September. He thinks it'll take about 4 weeks to do the job. We have in the contract language that it can't take him more than 30 business days, which is about 6 weeks. So just to give us a little leeway in case anything happens. But we're still kind of shooting for the beginning of September. Worst-case scenario so far is mid-September for the floor. So.
Okay. All right. And just to let you know, those two ice cream tables need to go. They weigh a ton, and people drag them across the floor.
Oh, geez.
So once this floor is done, those two things are gone.
You could put some of those batted feet or whatever. It gets a different type of table.
Don't even.
No, I mean, no, those, not those. No tables those, with different those. Padded feet.
We'll drag them upstairs.
Well, and again, I just, not to keep taking more time, but I want to give you both a lot of credit for the work you've done. It's fascinating to see how the numbers work and the fact that the appropriations have gone down, yet our tax levy has to go up because of, you know, lack of alternative sources of funding. So credit to you for looking line item by line item and to try to cut where you could. And at the same time, you know, allowing for you to have more time to work on things and you as well, which is stuff that we need. It's stuff that, you know, we couldn't keep doing things the way we were doing them before. So that, to me, is an appropriate raise in a very necessary raise that now has allowed us to get a better budget. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Lots of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So now can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.